as the world falls down by Not My Yacht, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Only a moment ago, Majid was certain he was sitting beside the glitter-dusted tree, the fresh taste of peach still on his tongue, not standing in the midst of a glorious ballroom, surrounded by elegantly dressed people in twisted masks. He glanced down at his own outfit, an overly complicated white three-piece suit that didn't look normal at all, like it was created from a fantasy story, with a high collar, coattails, subtle frills at the neck, and shining silver jewels sewn right into the lining. He brought a hand up to his face and ran a finger over the matching white, diamond-studded domino mask. Music was playing somewhere, but he could not locate an orchestra or speakers. It pervaded across the room, not softly, but not too loud, either. Accompanied by a familiar yet unplaceable voice, it was as if the song was being played into his very soul. A sense of longing filled his chest, like he needed to find whoever was singing, and he needed to find them now. Majid stepped through the crowd. There seemed to be no end to the ballroom. No doors or windows, only more people in fancy dress and costume, the white walls, and the colorful streamers and curtains. Everyone danced around him. Some laughed, some stared as he passed them. Majid felt like every eye in the room was on him. He was the odd one out. Always was. The need in him made his heart pound in his ears, almost in time with the music. There was a flash of red in the corner of his eye, but when he turned, there were only other party guests in blues and lilacs. Majid frowned. He was being followed. His search turned more desperate. Majid craned his neck beyond the people around him. Where? 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 Then, when all hope seemed lost, three people in front of him parted, and Majid saw him. Fabio, looking every inch the king he was in this place. He, too, was dressed for the occasion, adorned in a blood-red glittering suit, one just as fantastical as Majid's. With tight black pants and knee-high black-heeled boots, his hair no longer the greasy brown, but now big and poofy in light and dark reds that hung down like a willow tree, he looked beautiful, stunning. He was holding a mask to his face by the stick. It was red and devilish, with long, pointed horns. But Majid only saw it for a moment. The instant they saw each other across the room, Fabio lowered the mask to reveal his face, his eyes hooded in a dark red, almost black. Majid was frozen to the spot. Fabio was clearly the most well-dressed one in the room. The red of his costume seemed almost complementary to Majid's all-white, like blood splatter on a blank canvas. Fabio approached him, the music swelling in Majid's ears so sweetly he was sure to drown in it. His hands found Fabio's waist as Fabio, in turn, put his own on Majid. One on his shoulder, the other in his hand. They were chest to chest now, close enough that Majid could smell Fabio's faint perfume. Or perhaps he just naturally smelled of earth and rain. They twirled away from the spot they had just occupied, dancing a rhythmless waltz across the floor. People seemed to naturally move out of the way, never once interrupting their stride. Majid felt dizzy. Not because of the dancing itself, but of the way he could hear Fabio's voice in his head, how he could sense every eye on them. He felt Fabio's grip on him tighten. Their eyes locked, and Majid was suddenly aware of how intensely he was being observed. He tore his gaze away to Fabio's shining lips, and that feeling of want filled him once again. Majid leaned in and hungrily claimed Fabio's lips in a passionate kiss. He could feel Fabio smile against his mouth, and a soft voice in Majid's head whispered, Isn't this better? Forget your troubles. Stay with me. Oh, Majid wanted to. Desperately. But what were his troubles? He'd forgotten. All he knew was the ballroom, the music of Fabio's song searing into his soul and the taste of his lips. Except. The face of a young boy flickered through Majid's mind, and he broke off the kiss in an instant. The affection and desire in Fabio's eyes was gone, replaced with a wild caution, like he was staring down a cornered animal, unsure if it would strike. Tariq. I have to save Tariq, said Majid. In a flash, everything came back to him. The labyrinth, the peach. They were so close to the castle, and here the Goblin King was, seducing him, wasting his time. Majid tore himself away from him. Fabio only stood there watching as Majid pushed his way into the crowd. He didn't try to stop him, only looked on sadly as Majid moved farther away. There was no time. Majid had fucked up so much in his life, he couldn't let his brother down now, no matter what the beautiful king offered him. He pushed and shoved his way across the room, even throwing his fist in one guest's face. No time. He had to get out. Now. The music no longer sang in his ear. No more pleasant dizziness, only a high-pitched ringing. At last, Majid broke free of the crowd. But there were no walls. Only more people. His shoulders heaved, a more familiar heat burning his skin, the kind he always felt before entering the ring. This he knew. This wasn't a dream. He ran forward through the throng of guests again. Once in a while he spotted the red hair, the shine of that flashy outfit. Majid pushed on, only finally stopping at the solid, unmovable block on his right, a wall. He could feel the people, the monsters around him. With nothing left to lose, Majid pulled his arm back and let his fist fly at the wall. And then he was floating and the dream was over. But unlike most dreams, this one he wouldn't forget. No, Majid was determined to carry what he saw there to the castle. Only then could he face Fabio. The end. As the world